Aaron News. I'm John Scott. 1 week out from Election Day, former President Donald Trump delivers what his campaign is calling remarks to the press at his private club and residence in Palm Beach, Florida.
I'm running on a plan to save America. We're going to save America. We have no choice. It's the greatest there is. We love it. And we're going to save it. We have no choice. And it's going to be saving it from the incredible destruction that's been caused by crooked Joe Biden and Kamala.
The Republican presidential nominee will head to Pennsylvania later in the day for a Building America's Future event in Drexel and a rally Tuesday night in Allentown. Vice President Harris tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern will deliver a closing argument speech on the National Mall in Washington. And the vice president will renew her call to defend democracy as she's done throughout her campaign. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities in Washington State and Oregon are vowing to step up security. That's after fires that destroyed ballots at outdoor drop boxes.
Elections officials are reaching out to voters whose ballots may have been damaged in recent fires that were deliberately set. In Vancouver, Washington,
a call in the early morning hours to 911 indicating that there was smoking and a fire at one of our ballot boxes.
Interim Police Chief Troy Price on K2TV says some 300 ballots were destroyed, similar to a fire that destroyed three ballots in Portland, Oregon. Police say that they believe it's the work of the same person, and they've identified a car that appears to have been involved. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A mixed day of trading. The Dow is down 84 points, but the NASDAQ composite up 139. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Indiana.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing on behalf of a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that was barred from handing out pro-life flyers and had its official status taken away. ADF lawyer Matthew Hoffman says, quote, while other student groups at the school are allowed to express messages that are important to them, this club was specifically punished because of the messages on the flyers. We are urging the court to recognize the free speech rights of all students. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts that people of faith will play a key role in the presidential election. The survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found that 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely plan to vote. This is SRN News. Puerto Rican pride and the island's slow recovery have become a flashpoint in the presidential election.
A comedian's comments warming up the crowd at Donald Trump's campaign rally at Madison Square Garden drew a strong reaction from some Puerto Ricans, including recording artist Bad Bunny, stand-up comedian Tony Hinchcliffe.
A floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Later, Hinchcliffe said Latinos, they love making babies. Within minutes, Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny signaled his support for Kamala Harris, sharing her plan for the island with his 45 million followers on Instagram. Musicians Ricky Martin and Despacito artist Louis Fonsi also posted they were offended. I'm Jennifer King.
China says all systems ready to launch the next crew to its orbiting space station. The two men and one woman will replace the astronauts who lived on the Tiangong space station for the last 6 months. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.